Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast. Good morning. This is Jeffrey Morgan in the weather room with your hourly weather update. We will have more unseasonably warm weather today. We can expect sunny skies with temperatures approaching almost 17 degrees Celsius in some parts. The National Weather Bureau said the high-pressure system flowing from the Pacific Ocean is keeping us from winter rains and winds. Things are likely to change from next week, though. The high-pressure system will begin to break down from Monday afternoon, and the high temperature should drop down to below 10 degrees, which is the average at this time of the year. It is 5 o'clock now, and we will have the next weather report in exactly 1 hour, along with hourly traffic updates. Number 71. What does the speaker suggest about today's weather? Number 72. What will likely happen next week? Number 73. When will the next weather report take place? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
The Oasis Art Supplies is pleased to announce the opening of its newest store in Grover City. Like all of our other stores, we guarantee that our new location will sell quality art materials at the lowest prices. To celebrate the grand opening, we are hosting a special contest this Saturday. You can submit any kind of art you made, and visitors to the store will vote on their three favorites. The lucky winners will receive $500 of art supplies from our store. For complete schedules for the contest and other activities that we have planned for the day, please visit our website at www.artoasis.com. We hope to see you all there.
Number 74. What type of business is being advertised? Number 75. What will the contest winners receive? Number 76. According to the advertisement, what is found on the website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following introduction.
I know you guys have a lot of work to do, so let's get started. First, I'm happy to announce that two new graphic designers will be joining our department, and if any of you can help with their training next week, I'd really appreciate it. Please let me know after the meeting if you're available for them next week. Next, I'd like to mention that everything is right on schedule for next month's release of new stationery. We've worked for the last 6 months to create new logos and characters for this line, and the advertising team has been working hard to make the next month's launching successful. So, I'd like to introduce David from the advertising department to show how it's going to be done. David, I'll let you take it from here.
Number 77. What department does the speaker work for? Number 78. What does the speaker need help with? Number 79. What is scheduled to happen next month? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Thank you all for volunteering to be on the interview committee. My name is Ben Wiley, Personnel Manager for New Recruits, and I'll be in charge of conducting this year's peer interview process. We have over 50 candidates competing for three positions we're offering this year. From tomorrow, you'll start the first round of interviews where you talk to the applicants and have lunch with them. After that, you'll be given a score sheet to mark their impression and communication skills. Sometime next week, Personnel Director will conduct second interviews. Your scores will play an important role when the President makes a final decision early next month. Now, let me hand out the envelopes that contain the resumes of your assigned interviewees and their profiles.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 81. Who will conduct the first round of interviews? Number 82. What will happen next? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement. Hello, everyone. Let me start off by making a short announcement. I'd like to remind you that we'll be doing some maintenance work on our electrical system this weekend. We found a potential hazard in workplace from last week's regular system checkup and have decided to work on it. Electronic power throughout the building will be shut off at 8 p.m. on Friday, and we'll be back on Sunday afternoon. The work should take about 48 hours, so everything should be done by the end of the day on Sunday. All systems will be up and running on Monday when you come back to work. To prevent any damage to your equipment, please turn off your computers and other electronic devices before you leave work on Friday afternoon. We're sorry to cause you any trouble, but the regular safety inspection and maintenance job are a necessary part of our company procedures for us to work safely and efficiently. Thank you for your cooperation. Number 83. What type of work is scheduled? Number 84. What are the employees asked to do? Number 85. What does the man imply when he says, "We're sorry to cause you trouble"? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everyone. Before we begin the weekly meeting, I'd like to introduce our new Senior Vice President for Overseas Sales, Rachel Park. As you know, we have interviewed a number of qualified applicants, and Rachel was our top choice. She has extensive experience in overseas sales. She used to work in Paris, Milan, Tokyo, and Seoul. At her last job, she was in charge of managing Asian branches at AdPro, our major competitor. We are thrilled that she has accepted our offer. Please welcome Ms. Park, and I hope everyone stays after the meeting to say hello to Rachel and have some refreshments.
Number 86. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 87. What is said about Rachel Park? Number 88. What will happen after the meeting? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Mitchell. This is Amy Watson at General Laboratory in San Paolo. We have received your resume for the position of mechanical engineer, and we are very impressed with it. Especially, our senior managers would meet with you to discuss your career at the General Laboratory. Are you available to visit our lab sometime next week? Ideally, if you could visit us before Thursday, you could meet most of our senior engineers, since most of our engineers are really busy on Fridays. We're so excited to finally meet you in person. Please give me a call back at 1155-575-2145 with your preferences, and I'll take care of your flight and hotel arrangements.
Number 89. What is the purpose of the call? Number 90. What does the woman imply when she said,
"To finally meet you in person"?
Number 91. What does the speaker ask Mr. Mitchell to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message and schedule. Hello, this is Dennis Wales from Brooks Industries. I'm calling about a mistake on the bill we received early today. We're being charged for 4 deliveries of materials made in August for 1 ton of steel pipes and 2 spools of copper wires. As you know, we usually get 4 deliveries each month, but in August, our production was down for a while because of some equipment problems. So, we received only 3 deliveries on the August 5th, August 12th, and August 27th. Other information on payment method and order quantity on these dates are correct, but the incorrect charge for another delivery must be erased from our account. We've been doing business with your company for over a year, and this has never happened before. Can you please send us a corrected statement as soon as possible, and I hope this kind of mistake won't happen again. Number 92. What is the speaker calling about? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Which date of the charge should be corrected? Number 94. What does the speaker request? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and ticket.
Can I have your attention, please? We have an urgent announcement for all passengers for Singapore Airlines flight SL902 leaving for Chicago in 1 hour. Due to the congested condition of the runway, the departure gate for flight 902 to Chicago has been changed from 15B to 12A. The departure time for this flight is 9:45 a.m., as is printed on your boarding pass. We're truly sorry for the inconvenience. Once again, all passengers with tickets for the flight SL902 are advised to proceed to gate 12A for 9:45 departure. The agents at the boarding gate will help you with the process. If you have any questions or concerns, please consult with a gate agent or use one of our information hotline telephones available at each terminal. Thank you.
Number 95. What is the reason for the announcement? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What information is incorrectly printed? Number 97. What should listeners have to do if they have a question? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and schedule.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your first day at Kingsville Electronics. My name is May, and I am the sales manager of the South New York region. Let me start off by saying how happy I am to have you as a part of the Kingsville Electronics sales team. I'm thrilled to have such a talented group of new employees in our sales force. Since you've already received your company manuals, we will start up today by reviewing some of the most important department procedures and policies. We will have a short break at noon, and then in the afternoon, you will meet some of the senior sales representatives and other colleagues you'll work with. Oh, there is an error in your printed schedule. There will be a change, a switch in times for the last 2 sessions. Some of the senior sales agents won't be here until 3, so we'll postpone it a little bit. Our team has continuously topped the sales record of the national average, and we hope you could do the same excellent job in the future.
Number 98. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 99. What have the listeners already been given? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What will be the last program on the schedule?